HA.
Loving to ride my bicycle. It's 8:07 on the morning show. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
So clever.
I'm sure.
Have we been doing this every Friday?
And no, I just started it today, but I'm sure every other radio station that has something to do with RAGBRAI is playing this song.
Well, I don't care. That was still very clever. Good morning, Chris Berg, and happy Friday, by the way.
So we have a somebody that's known as Corey Ketchall.
I just learned that nickname. Corey Ketchall Much.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
So you are the publicity coordinator. Sorry to walk all over you, Kay Winkleman. I'm excited about this. But let's go ahead and talk about all you have to talk about. I know that you pretty much do a lot of stuff, so I'll just leave it to you.
Do a lot of stuff for RAGBRAI.
A lot of stuff, yes. They call me Corey Ketchall because I have seen it, done it, and, you know, see it from both sides, actually. I am a rider as well and have ridden many years of RAGBRAI. Actually, I rode the full route last year for the very first time.
Wow.
I was able to get time and do it, and it was a great experience. And that's what I really want to talk the most about is you know, seeing it from the biker standpoint. And that's what I love about RAGBRAI is I get to see it from the rider and from being on the committees for the past, you know, I was, well, okay, you and I were together for a couple years on it too. The past three times and then this time. So I've been on the committee and...
You're pretty well seasoned. So you know both sides of the story. Talk first about the perspective of being a rider.
Yes. So it really truly is something that you don't understand until you do it. I mean, to take it all in... we could stand down here at Central Park and look at all the people and say, wow, that is super cool as you watch 15,000 bikes ride into your town. But to be on the flip side of that and to ride into each of those towns every day and have every one of those communities just welcome you with open arms and see all the awesome, beautiful things they have to offer, it's unbelievable. And it's such a fun event. Everything's put together so great. It's just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's really a cool event. But with that said, too, Charles City does such a great job with it. And that's what makes me proud to keep coming back and doing our committee every time they come through. Because we do the same thing. I mean, yeah, every town opens their arms to us, or to the riders. I say us because I am a rider as well. But one thing that you don't know is, so the fun thing I have when I ride in the morning, I get up, you know, we go and we start taking off and it's quiet and calm and everybody's either dragging from the night before or tired or ramped up, ready to go. And it's just calm and cool and just, that's my favorite part of the day on RAGBRAI. It's so your mind's just clear. But the fun thing of it is, you get to ride up next to somebody and maybe you see that they've got something strange on their bike or a nameplate where they're from or whatever, and you spark up a conversation with them. And everybody does it. Everybody talks to each other on RAGBRAI. And I'll get to talking to somebody and ask where they're from and you know, how many times they've ridden. And then they'll say, well, where are you from? And I say, Charles City, Iowa. And they go, oh, I love Charles City. That's our favorite place. And I think that's one thing that our community doesn't really... I mean, they kind of overlook that we have such a beautiful town and beautiful community here, and everybody loves coming here. So that makes you just, you know, it makes you smile from ear to ear when you hear stuff like that. And we've had, actually, and I'm not going to name drop because I'll probably get in trouble, but we've had a longtime vendor that's followed RAGBRAI every year tell me, I bet you think I tell everybody this, but Charles City is my favorite overnight town out of every place that we've ever been in.
Wow.
And that's an awesome compliment.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think we all take that for granted, we have such a beautiful community and so many things to offer and such great people that are willing to help and volunteer And that's another thing. I mean, we couldn't do it without all of our volunteers. We have such a and this year it's kind of fun. We've got a new and old. We've got some of us that have done it before, but we've got some fresh people on there that are probably ready to kill me for for roping them into it. But in the end, they're gonna love it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just a great event. But we can't do it without volunteers. So
having served on committees in the past, as it evolves and as Charles City gets a little bit more experience in hosting, what changes do you find? Or do you find that you keep things that have worked in the past, but also taking into new ideas? Like you said, you've got fresh people on committees. They've probably got some great ideas.
Oh, yeah, and that's what's beautiful. Everybody brings their own ideas. And truthfully, everything changes. I mean, it was 5 years ago that they came through, and in 5 years, so much has changed and so many things. Well, we have a new RAGBRAI director as well, so that's changed. But I think back to the very first time I helped out, you know, and I know there was a post on the Facebook page about it yesterday where there's the big info board. It's plywood sheets and letters, and if somebody was lost or needed to get a hold of their team, they would come and they would post a note on this sheet of plywood that started with their letter of their name, and then people would ride into town, and that was like the information hub. Can you imagine posting a note on a sheet of plywood for information?
I remember that from when I did this, my first go around with it, in Decorah back in the late 90s.
Don't date yourself.
Well, but truly, yeah. That's how people got the information. So I'm taking it there's not that anymore.
No, that has gone away. Well, I mean, some people say they still enjoy that. I'm thinking we probably will not emphasize on that board. I mean, with modern technology, obviously everybody's texting and whatnot. But I will say that too, being a rider, finding a place to charge your phone along the route it's getting better, but I mean, there was times where my phone would die and I'd be without a phone, which is kind of nice. but yeah, so with that, with everything that changes, I mean, obviously, and I keep saying we have such a great group, but even the way housing has come around, it used to be a free-for-all on how to find a place to stay for the riders, you know. Now, this year, we've got a cool little new feature, and it's on Facebook, and I know not everybody has Facebook, but if you run into an issue where you can't get on Facebook, I'm sure Ginger Williams at the Chamber could probably help you out with that. She loves it when I tell people that. This housing match, and I know Ryan and Brady talked about it last week when they were on, but it is now officially launched. It's super cool. Actually, I was just reading through it last night with my daughter, and it's really kind of fun to see, you know, people come from all over the world, and they post on this housing match. And what this housing match is, this group on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page, our RAGBRAI Facebook page, and there's a separate group for it. But what you do is you go to the page, and if you have a space that you'd like a rider to come, put it on there. Say, hey, I've got a yard. You can throw your tents here, or you can park in our driveway with your RV or whatever. And then vice versa, the riders, they come on and they post, hey, I'm a husband, wife, and four kids from Louisiana, and we're gonna be staying here. We're looking for a place to pitch four tents, possibly a shower, doesn't have to be, things like that. And it's really cool to read all these different, I mean, they're all over, Louisiana, Colorado, Arizona, Texas. I mean, you see them, it is so cool. But what I want the people of Charles City to know is that if you're willing to open your homes or even just your yard to these people, it's such a great thing. The riders appreciate it. And not only that, but you'll start a long time friendship with these people. I mean, I know people who have hosted riders, and then midsummer they take a vacation, they go to their house, and they stay with them. And then when Charles City's announced the following time that they're coming through RAGBRAI, it's the first phone call they make. Hey, we're coming to your house again. And it's so cool, and it's such a neat experience to sit down and listen to the stories from the riders. Like, I mean, I could sit here and tell stories too, but But these people all have unique stories, and it's a really neat thing. So if you're willing, I would really suggest opening your home or your yard or something to these riders. You won't regret it. It's so fun. So fun.
And a person does that, again, the best way is through the Charles City Ragbri Facebook page.
Correct. There is a group, so you'll go to the Facebook page on Ragbri, or Ragbri Facebook page through Charles City, and then you'll click on the groups button, and it's a private group you have to be accepted in. That way we know that they're registered riders, because each rider has to have a registered band and a number, and then... that way we can make sure everybody's legit. But
and, of course, if you don't have Facebook, you can always call the Chamber of Commerce, talk to Ginger Williams.
Exactly.
Because I know we've had some calls from people, listeners, who say, I don't do Facebook. I don't want to do Facebook, but want to help host.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Definitely. Great. Yep. We can definitely help with that. So
awesome.
But, yeah. So those are, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going right now, a lot of things in the works, a lot of big things coming. All of our committees are working super hard right now. We've got town hall meetings coming up here probably in May. We'll get you some dates for those when they start happening. And the town hall meetings are, of course, just like I'm talking, everything Ragbri, and we'll let the community know what we need, what to expect, things like that. We've got t-shirts on order. Everybody loves the t-shirts, so you'll be seeing those here soon, and some of the retailers, and of course we'll be out selling them as well. Vendor forms for food and vending, all the things for downtown, those are going out now, so we've got a lot of those coming in. The route is in the works. I know there's just all sorts of things happening.
Sure.
So,
cool.
So a lot of things happening.
But. Awesome. Well, I'm sure this ain't going to be the only time we hear from you up until the event. So we'll talk to you here in a few weeks. Thanks again, Corey, for everything that you do for Ragbri and Charles City.
Well, thank you.
It's 8:19. We have your North Iowa weather coming up. Hint, it's going to be summer.
Fleet Farm Garden Centers are open. Stop in for a huge selection of nursery quality flowers, hanging baskets, vegetables, shrubs, and more. Make your outdoor space